After finishing in last place three of the last four seasons, the Red Sox are counting on David Price to lead them back to the top of the American League East. But not only did Price fail to protect a three-run lead early in the game, the other big offseason acquisition, the elite closer Craig Kimbrell, coughed up a fatal three-run homer in the ninth inning. It was the first three-run homer Kimbrell has ever allowed. But fortunately, the day was about much more than just one disappointing baseball game. Alex Ortiz, the 15-year-old daughter of Red Sox slugger David Ortiz, surprised her father and delivered a stirring rendition of the national anthem. Ortiz, who's beginning his final season in baseball, proudly hugged his daughter and appeared to wipe away tears as fighter jets roared overhead. Then he joined Boston sports legends Ty Law of the Patriots, Bobby Orr of the Bruins, and Bill Russell of the Celtics, all of whom threw out a ceremonial first pitch. It was a moving tribute to the designated hitter who's led the Sox to three world championships while earning a reputation as one of baseball's most feared clutch hitters. Longtime fan Dave Lionette, who now lives in Florida, but who's had Red Sox season tickets since 1968, will spend this season trying to imagine the Red Sox without Big Poppy.
You may ultimately be able to replace his offense, but you won't be able to replace him. He's such a big person, his personality, and he's so magnanimous and kind, and what a clutch ball player. I mean, I was here when Yastrzemski had that year, as you remember, in 67, and that was clutch like I've never seen. But Ortiz is close to that same kind of rising to the moment, and that's what they need.
On opening day, the hope and optimism of a new season come with the beer and hot dogs. And like many here, Lionette likes this version of the Red Sox.
This is a much more exciting team. I think the players want to win because they're embarrassed of having been in last place. Ortiz wants to have a good season. Price is a great pickup. The starting pitching is going to be their key, and that's I'm a little concerned about now, but it's only five games.
Well, now it's six games, actually. But diehard Red Sox fan Kyle Dixon agrees with that upbeat assessment. He lives in California, but flew in for yesterday's game and was wearing a Red Sox jersey and jacket.
I think we're going to do pretty well. I think we definitely have a chance at winning the division. Look at our series against the Blue Jays. I mean, there's everyone's pick, and we hung right in there with them. We even won that series.
Like they say, hope springs eternal, especially on opening day. It's a new team playing in a park that's arguably safer for fans, or not as special as it once was, depending on your point of view. After a fan was hit in the face last season by a flying piece of a broken bat, the Red Sox have extended the protective netting from behind home plate to the dugouts. Author Stephen King wrote in yesterday's Boston Globe that the expanded protection is one more step toward taking the taste and texture out of the game. And Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton tweeted, "What's coming next? Helmets? Flak jackets? Or banning mustard for fear of stained shirts?" But Bob Bliss from Worcester, sitting close to the field between home plate and third base, didn't seem to mind the new netting.
"I've got no problem with it whatsoever. I think it's probably overdue. It's I think, well documented recently the number of injuries that have taken place, and I don't think it's going to really take away from the enjoyment of the game at all."
For fans like Bliss, what would probably add to the enjoyment of the game would be to see the Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles, who've won the first six games of their young season and who are now three games ahead of the Red Sox. In Boston, Anthony Brooks, Rhode Island Public Radio.